الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سفيد الأسفل معنا الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم واتوب إليه. استغفر الله. Respected brothers, we have a collection today for a Darul Uloom called Madrasa Jamiatul Salihat, which is in a place called Partab Garh, which is in UP in India. This is a girls' madrasa. 950 girls are studying in this madrasa. Please donate generously with your zakat, sadqat, and lillah donations. Most of the girls are very poor and in need and eligible for zakat. If you would like to sponsor one of the child in Alima class or Hafiza class, the cost is £150. Please donate generously. Jazakallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم اللهم انت السلام انك السلام تبارك وتعالى من جلال وجهك وشكرا سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فلا إثم عليه إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت Respected brothers, Surah Baqarah recited these verses 172 and 173. These verses are of Surah Baqarah, the second para, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous lesson spoke about commanding the people to eat halal. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا So in the previous verses, the last week we discussed the importance of eating halal. The halalan طَيِّبًا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And do not follow the path and the footpath of shaitan. تو ما قبل کی وہ درس میں وہ حلال کھانے کا حلال کو حلال سمجھنا اور حلال کو حرام نہ کرنے کا حکم تھا اس سبق میں حرام کو حلال نہ سمجھو So in this lesson today, in these ayats, it's don't make haram into halal. In the previous, kulu minat tayyibat, so kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Eat what is halal, consume what is halal, don't make halal into haram. And today in this Quran, in this verse, Allah will mention few haram things. So keep the haram things as haram. Haram ko halal mat samjho. Halal or haram karna, ye Allah ka hi haq hai. This is only the right of Allah. Only Allah has a right to say what is halal, what is haram. We can't change, even we can change the words. We might change the, in the day and age, hadith and the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhiri zamana mein log halal ko haram karenge. There'll be people making halal things into haram, changing the names, or haram into halal. What Allah has made halal, it stays halal and it remains halal till Qiyamah. What is, like for example, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا For example, أَحَلَّ Allah has made halal the bay, transaction. Allah نے بے کو حلال کیا ہے. تو بے کرنا معاملہ, transaction, وہ ہمیشہ تک حلال. وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا رِبَا کو اللہ نے رشوت کو حرام کیا. ہمیشہ تک حرام رہے گا. سود ہے, gambling, جوا ہے, اسی طرح خمر. خمر یعنی الکوہول یہ ہم شراب وغیرہ یہ سب حرام حرام رہے گا حرام کو حلال کرنا یا اس میں وہ چیز نہیں ہے اس زمانے میں وہ بعض لوگ وہ تعویل کرنے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں اور وہ ڈرگز میں وہ چیز نہیں ہے تو حرام کی چیز جو ہے وہ حرام رہے گی تو ما قبل کی جو آیت آئے دا واز ان دا پریویس یا یو ہیو ہاؤ دس روکو سٹارٹڈ اللہ سیز ایٹ حلال اف یو ڈونٹ ایٹ حلال You will follow into the footpaths of shaitan. That's Allah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Here, Allah saying, make sure you keep the haram things as haram. Are you allowed to have haram? When are you allowed to have haram? At what degree are you allowed to have haram? This will be mentioned here. کہ اگر حرام چیز کو مجبوراً لینی پڑے, اگر ایسی کوئی حالات آ جائے, حالت میں آ گئے, کہ ہمیں حرام چیز کی کوئی حرام کو لینے کے لیے حرام کو استعمال کے لیے حرام کو کرنے کے لیے کوئی چارہ ہی نہیں ہے تو تب بھی وہ کتنے حد تک آپ اس کو کر سکتے ہیں اس کا یہ بیان ہے کہ حرام تو حرام ہی رہے گی وہ حرام حلال کبھی نہیں ہوگی مجبوری طور پر آپ حرام کو حلال لینے کی ضرورت پڑ جائے تو اس کو دوسری آیت میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے بیان کیا ہے So if you were even have to, in the second ayat, going to go through each word and each ayat, in the second ayat, Allah talks about when haram, something which is haram, and for instance, you are in a situation, and you are put into a situation where you have no choice but to consume haram, but that haram will still remain haram. It doesn't become halal. It's only to even to consume that haram, only to a certain degree and a level.
You cannot overdo or overstep the limit. This is what Allah talks about in the second verse. So Allah Ta'ala talks about, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, addressing the believers. Iman walo ko mukhatab karte hai, iman walo. Kulu khao, minat tayyibat, pakiza chizo ko. Eat from what is pure. Now in the previous ayat, Allah talked about, Kulu mimma fil ardi halalan. Eat halal. And ya minat tayyibat, tayyibat means tayyib. Anything which is pure. Ek to hai koi cheez halal ho aur pakiza, do alag cheez hai. There are two different things you have to understand. One is halal. It has to not only be halal, it also has to be pure. So you can have something which is halal, but maybe not pure. Then you're not allowed to consume it. It's haram. It becomes haram. For example, food. Food which is halal, you stole that food. So it's halal to consume. Food is halal, but chori ki wajah se wo halal to hai, lekin ganda hai, paak nahi hai. Paak karna apni maa, apna maal ho. It is only pure when it is your own wealth. It is your own. So it's halal, the food can be consumed, it's halal. But by stealing it, by lying or deceiving people, or you're doing certain businesses, our business where we are doing something to lie and gain the wealth, that wealth is haram. The earning is haram. We are stealing the money that we are earning by lying, that amount is haram. This is what it means by halal and pure. The only, what Allah is saying, halal ko khao, or halal and pure. Tayyibat is pure. Allah ne asal har cheez mein hillat rakhi hai. Har cheez halal hai. Lekin wo cheez hai jisko Allah ne haram kahi hai. Uhilla lakum. Allah has made everything halal for you except for what? In Surah Maida, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. Uhillat lakum bahimatul an'am. The animals are, and cattle, they're halal for you. Illa ma yutla alaykum. Except for those who are the ones Allah has made haram. So Allah has said, Kulu minat tayyibati. So kulu minat tayyibati, eat from the pure. Wa ma razaqnakum, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, what risk. So this hadith, under this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. Ittayyibatin inna Allah tayyib. Allah is pure. Allah's quality is, He's pure. He likes pure stuff. We want to, you know, our a'mal, our deeds, our earnings, we want Allah. Allah wants, Allah is pure. He only accepts what is pure. Allah paak hai aur paak cheezon ko hi qabul karte hain. Agar humne napaak cheez ya gandi cheez Allah ke samne pesh ki, Allah to paak hai. Allah to paak hi ko qabul karte hain. Baz matlab hum kehte hain haram kamaye, haram kamaye, hum sadqa kar lenge. Sadqa karne se wo maal jo hai wo paak nahi hota. Aadmi ye samajhta hai ki hum sadqa karne se hamara maal paak ho jayega. Wo haram maal haram hi rehta hai. Sadqa se wo haram maal halal nahi hota. We think that we'll do sadqah, we make our haram earning into halal. The sadqah does not change the haram into halal. Haram stays and remains haram. Sadqah, when we have haram wealth, you know, we ask a master, what is haram? We might have some interest money from the bank. What is the hukam? We go to the maulana, we go to the mufti sahab. Mufti sahab will say, sadqah kallo. Sadqah doesn't make halal. You have to do sadqah baghair niyat ke. Without any reward, we have to give sadaqah. That doesn't mean we get reward because, you know, interest money, for example, it's not our belonging. It's not our wealth. Baaz cheezen, Allah ne, jise jo cheezen haram rakhi hai, usko maal hi nahi qarar diya. Something which doesn't belong to us, it's not wealth. Misal ke tab agar hamari milkiyat na ho, and humne usko bech diya, khinzir ko becha, sharab ko becha, wo sharab ko maal hi nahi shariat ne qarar diya. Agar maal hi nahi to uska bechna kaise jaiz hai? Agar us cheez ko bechenge to uski jo kamai hai wo bhi haram hai. When something is not wealth, we don't own that. And when we sell it, we earning is haram. We have to be very careful. Halal or haram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is in the hadith in Muslim. Inna Allah tayyib. Allah is pure. Allah only accepts what is pure. He has commanded the prophets to consume. Ya ayyuhal rasulu kulu min at-tayyibat. Even He has commanded the prophets to consume and eat halal. And then He says He's also commanded the believers in this ayat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kulu min at-tayyibat. Then Prophet ﷺ gave an example. He says, a person, yutilu safar, he's traveling, and a very far away he's traveling. He's a traveler, and a traveler usually du'as are accepted, and he's traveling, and then aghbar, and he is in the such a state, he's covered in dust. Meaning his situation is that du'as are definitely going to be accepted because he's been traveling for so long, covered in dust. Aghbar means he's covered in dust, and his hair is, you know, scattered. He's filled with dirt because of traveling. Usually du'as are accepted. And he lifts his hand up and he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And he's calling out to his Rabb. And he looks up the sky and he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in hadith, Mat'amuhu haram. That his mat'am, what he's eating is haram. Wa mashrabuhu haram. What he's eating and consuming is haram. And malbasuhu, he's wearing whatever he's wearing. You know, how can you wear something is haram? It's either you stole it or your money that you bought it from, that money was haram, the earning was haram. And then his clothes, what he is wearing becomes haram. So فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How can this dua be accepted? So ulama says, a person's dua is not accepted because he is eating haram. آدمی کی دعا قبول نہیں ہوتی جب حرام کا کھانا کھاتا ہے. حرام حلال کی اتنی اہمیت ہے. حرام کھانے سے آدمی کا اخلاق کے آخری آدمی کے اندر اخلاق رذیلہ پیدا ہوتا ہے. Your اخلاق, by consuming حرام, person creates a bad akhlaq. His akhlaq or the inner illnesses or the illnesses of the heart, the ruhani spiritual illnesses, they grow or you become. You know, there's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a wisdom that we don't have the time, inshallah, in the kitab of Dhaba'i, in the sixth part of when we get there, inshallah, it says, when you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, an animal which is sacrificed through Bismillah Allah, animal without it, the ruh, the spirit which is coming out, it comes out and you say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, that's what makes it halal. Because when you are slaughtering the animal, the ruh, the spirit, when its soul is coming out of the animal, you're saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar, which has an effect on the body. And the body, the food, the animal that you will eat, which is halal, it has an effect on yourself. You know the famous saying, you are what you eat. جیسا کھانا کھاؤ گے اس کا اثر اس اپنے اندر آئے گا. Whatever you eat, if you eat halal, halal اثر. If you have haram, haram effect will be inside. You know, sometimes we are we're not very careful. We're not really, sometimes the illnesses, a person, what are the نقصان? اس کے نقصانات کیا ہے؟ ایک تو ہے آدمی کے اندر اخلاق رذیلہ پیدا ہوتا ہے. Your heart, your spiritual illnesses will increase. Number two, your du'as will never be accepted according to the hadith I mentioned. Your du'as are not accepted because du'ayin qabul nahi hoti. Ibadat mein dil nahi lagta. Aadmi ke ibadat ke andar dil na lagne ki wajah. Yeh hai kyunki aapne, mumkin hai ki aapke andar koi haram luqma gaya ho. Possible that you've consumed haram, you've eaten haram, that's why you don't feel like reading Quran, you don't feel like reading Salah, or you don't feel, it's like a burden, or when you're reading Salah, you can't concentrate in Salah. And number four, another bimari by eating haram is, you want to do gunas. Shaitan will give you waswasa, shaitan ke ghalbe mein hamesha admi rehta hai. Usko guna karne ka dil karta hai. Haram khane se guna karna asan ho jata hai. Why? Because the food that you've eaten, it has an effect. Misal ke taur par zahar aadmi zahar kha le, uska asar padta hai zarur. Aadmi bhool se bhi kha le, guna to nahi hoga, lekin uska asar padega. And if you were to have poison, you could say, oh, it wasn't my fault. It says halal on the restaurant. It says halal on the takeaway. I had it. But it was our responsibility to find out where they are getting the chicken from. Is it halal? How is it being slaughtered? You know, we just think it's halal, halal, halal. Just because it says halal. You know, it's our duty to find out how they're doing the dhubah. We go to these sometimes or Muslim countries, you know, we find out they're getting chicken from Australia, they're getting chicken from New Zealand. And we're just eating because it's a Muslim country. We don't, wallahu alam, it's our duty. So you might think, yo, it's not our fault. So we might not get the guna. Guna, maybe guna, wo Allah jaan. Al guna shayad na mile. Kyunki hamari niyat se humne nahi khaya haram. Lekin uska asar to zarur padega. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, one of the governors, Kufa ka governor tha. He became a Makkah, governor of Makkah. He was very, you know, a zalim, very, you know, biggest oppressor. You know, when he was having breakfast, he would have one person killed. At the time of lunch, he'd get one other person killed. killed thousands of tabi'eens. So when he became the governor of Kufa, Abdul Malik bin Marwan under his kingdom, he was killing people, putting people in prison. So these the wazir, the people around him said, they're in Kufa, they're very pious people. And these pious people, they make baddua for you. You know what? You have no legs to live. You will be destroyed. They'll destroy your kingdom because they'll make baddua. What did he do? Hajjaj bin Yusuf knew. You know, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, even though he was a very big, he's put the ibarat, Arab in Zabar Zirin of the Quran. Hajjaj was a big zalim in the 60s, around the 60 Hijri. So, Waylan is in a big dawat. He stole a few cows and, you know, goats from places. They're all haram. He stole all of it. Stealing, obviously, it's not his wealth. It's all doubtful. He stole all of it from people. Majbooran usne wo gai wagaira chori ki. Aur usne sab ko bulaya. Sab un ulama ko bulaya. And he threatened them, if you don't come, you know, you'll get put into prison or they'll kill you. So they all had to come and they all fed them. Everyone had to eat. And all of them ate. And he said, Hajjabi says, now I am safe from these people's baddua. They can't curse me anymore because I have given them haram. Haram has gone inside them. They're not du'as. Even he knew. This one, Sayyid bin Jubair, only one tabi'in. He did not come. And then Hajjaj bin Yusuf found out. There's one man who stayed hidden or he avoided this da'wat. So he called him. And he called him and that's when he gave baddua. And then he says that, he goes, why did you not come to my da'wah? So it's a long story. Sayyid bin Jubair said that, I'm going to give baddua to Ya Allah, you make me the last person you kill. And this will happen. He killed him. And once he killed him, he started, Hajjabi Yusuf, getting these illnesses. He started getting these such illnesses from inside, internal, you know, ants and, you know, the way he died and the way, because he was a zalim. So that's another story. But my maqsad is the haram food that he knew that if we feed these people haram, du'as won't be accepted. So we sometimes ask du'a. Sometimes we have to look at our food. We don't feel like reading salah. Look at our food. What are we eating? From any takeaway, from any, without reading the ingredients, without finding out, okay, are we allowed to have? Sometimes we don't see gelatin, we don't see these E numbers. It might not be these E numbers, the alcohol that might be in there. Even a doubtful thing, it changes. Imam Abu Hanifa, amazing story, that's the haram. But at the same time, when you eat halal, it has a good effect. Halal khane se achcha asar padta hai. Haram khane se bura asar padta hai. Aadmi haram khata hai, to aadmi kehta hai, jo khana khata hai, jaise janwaron ki tarah, hamara khinzir haram hai, to khinzir haram hai, khinzir khane se khinzir ki aadat aadmi ke andar aati hai. Kyunki khinzir wo gosht khata hai, to uski aadat aati hai. Whatever we eat, the effect we will get inside, internally, spiritually. But at the same time, if you have halal food, halal effect will come inside. Whatever, you know, when we go to eat, you know, sometimes we have to try, if you want to spiritually get close to Allah, try to start or cut down on the fast food that, you know, the youngsters are having, fast food, you know, the takeaways. It's like we have to have once a week. We made it compulsory, but we don't understand sometimes what that food does to us. Today we want, you know, food, takeaway, itne hum khate hain, lekin wo ghaflat mein khana pakaya jata hai. The food is made in ghaflat. There's music in the background. And then the person is making it. And obviously the person is making it, he's making it just to earn money. And then we go there, we eat, and that food is going to have an effect on us. Try to stay away from that food as much as we can and have the food. You know, this is what qurbani. Then your spiritual connection with Allah Ta'ala, it grows. That's why in Ramadan we become more spiritually close to Allah. Why? Because we leave all the food, we are clean, all the internal gets clean inside, and now we are connected to Allah. It's easier to connect to Allah when we're in the empty stomach. But sometimes we are so, like, you know, we have to have these takeaways all the time. We don't know what environment the cooked food is. So a person, Imam Abu Hanifa ka waqi, Imam Abu Hanifa in his time, there was the flocks of sheep, there's flocks of sheep of people, and they were bringing the sheep in, and one of the sheep got lost, or it was confused. They tried to look for the sheep, they couldn't find it, and it apparently the news spread that the sheep was stolen. Imam Hanifa ke zamane mein ek khabar aayi thi Imam Hanifa ke paas ki ek bakri chura li, kisi ne chori kar li hai. Imam Hanifa then he found out So he asked, how long does or the lifespan, what is the lifespan of a goat? Bakri ki, yani wo marne ki muddat, yani uski rehne ki muddat, jeene ki muddat kya hai? Kisi ne 5 saal, kisi ne 6 saal, kya ke 7 saal tak jee sakti hai. So someone said 5 years, said, no, they can live till 6. And one person said, they can live to 7 years. A goat, baby goat, if you, no, the baby, a goat cannot last for more than 7 years. So Imam Abu Hanifa, from that day, he says, I am not going to have meat or the goat meat for my food. For 7 years, he didn't have it. He said, this was his taqwa, you see. He said, what if I go to the shop and I buy, it's possible. You know, the ratio is 1 in 1,000,000. But it's still that possibility that I might buy that haram goat meat and I will have it and I know it's going to have an effect on me. You know, we hear Abu Bakr, he ate something haram, he put his fingers in his, you know, down the throat, he makes sure everything came out. Because remember, if the haram thing that we eat, haram, it's like a poison. It might not be our fault, someone might have fed it to us, and we think, you know, we are safe, we know there's no guna, there might not be guna, but the effect will remain. It's like a poison, but it will always have an effect. The haram food will always have an effect. And a person, when he is haram, shaitan will become ghalib. Shaitan will possess him easily in such a way that he will do gunas. Why? Because when you eat haram, that food, remember, turns into our body. A person, imagine if you're feeding our children haram, they'll be nourished by the haram food. Our earning is haram, then our food is haram. What we buy is haram. The body that is nourishing, it's haram. The blood, the food that we consume, then changes into blood. The blood goes into the heart, makes the heart corrupted. It corrupts the heart. And that heart pumps the body around the body. Then the thinking becomes haram. Our hands want to do haram. And it's so easy to do haram because the body is full of haram blood around us. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. And whatever Allah has given you, second command is, وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. Washkuru, Allah ka shukr ada karo. Allah has granted you so much, show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In shakartum la zidannakum. The amount of ni'mat Allah has granted us, the rizq, ma razaqnakum, the rizq that Allah has provided for us. Allah ne kaha ki aap shukr ada karo, in kuntum iyahu ta'budun, agar aap sachi taur par Allah ki ibadat karte ho. If you truly worship Allah, if you truly believe in Allah, you truly love Allah, that you worship Allah, then do shukr. Shukr is a very big ni'mat. I mentioned just the beginning of Sayyakul under the Fadhkuruni Yathkurukum. Remember me, I will remember you. Washkuruli wa la takfurun. And show gratitude. Gratitude, we complain of the risk that Allah, the amount of risk Allah has given us, yet we still complain. We are still not content. We're still not happy. We still want more. We have to see other people, they don't have food. What Allah has provided us, Allah says, do shukr. Allah will increase you in the ni'mat. In kuntum yahu ta'budun. Now the second ayat, innama harrama alaykum al-maytata. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne yaha haram cheezon ko bayan kiya. What are the haram things? Haram things have been mentioned. 4 things have been mentioned. And those 4 things, they're not, you know, concise. They're not only the 4 things. There are more other things that are haram, which Allah has mentioned in Surah Maida. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب. About 10 things have been mentioned there that are the haram ayat. That was the last haram ayat which was revealed. اليوم أكملت لكم, which was in Surah Maida. Here only 4 things are mentioned. The reason the scholar, the Mufassirin say that is because this was the time it was being revealed. The Quraysh, the people, or the Quraysh in Makkah, they were into this habit, or they were used to eat, you know, swine, this is swine, the dead animal, maita. So this is why Allah revealed the ayat with only these 4 things. Yani, ye char cheezon ki aadatein, jisme jo cheeze wama uhil, ghairon ke naam par zubah karne ki aadat, ya khinzir ko khane ki aadat, یا خون یا مردہ کے کھانے کی عادت قریش کے اندر تھی. تو یہ یعنی یہ 4 چیزیں جو یہاں بیان کی ہے, یہ یعنی انحصار نہیں ہے کہ صرف یہی 4 چیزیں ہیں, بقیہ چیزیں بھی حرام ہیں. لیکن یہاں جن یعنی قریش کی عادتوں کی وجہ سے 4 چیزوں کو ذکر کیا. انما حرم علیکم المیتہ. اللہ has made حرام on you میتہ, dead body, the dead animal, animaita, anything, any animal which dies without any, you know, shari'i cause. So maita in shariat is an animal which has not been slaughtered according to sharia. Yani jiska shariat ke mutabik zubah na kiya jaye usko maita kehte hain. Agar aadmi ne bismillah allahu akbar kehke baghair aadmi zubah na kare murdar hai, to agar chahe wo khana aam taur par jaise ke gai ho bakri ho khana halal hai, lekin agar murdar hai to khana jaiz nahi hai kyunki usko shari'i taur par zubah nahi kiya gaya. Because it's not been, you know, slaughtered in the Islamic manner, that is why it becomes haram. Waddam, dam is blood. Anything that has blood. The Prophet ﷺ said there's two parts, ikto kaleji or tilli. There's two parts of the blood which is halal, but apart from that, the blood which is in the body, that's haram. There might be blood on the meat, you know, you wash it off, but the blood itself, Allah says that's haram. Walahm al khinzir. Khinzir, the meat of khinzir, swine, Allah has made that haram. This is najasul ayn. Najasul is pure najasat. Khinzir is pure najasat, meaning every part, even the saliva. So the dog, only the saliva is napak, but the body you can't touch if it's not napak. But with khinzir, with swine, the whole, the body, the pure, it's all napak. It's all napak. And there's a ulama, scholars have actually written why it's pure napak. Khinzir jo hai, uski jo aadat jo hai, uski jo khaiish hai, wo tafsir aziz mein likha hai ki Allah ne khinzir ko najasul ayn kyu banaya. Wo kya ki uski aadat had se, yani uski jo, yani uske lalachi, uske andar jo kharabiyan hai. Aadmi ke har ek ke andar kuch na kuch kharabi hai, janwaron ke andar janwaron ki sifat hoti hai, uske andar jo kharabiya hai wo aadat se tajawuz aur aage hai, bahut zyada kharabiya hai uske andar, aur uske andar jo aadate hain itni kharab aadate hain, to us aadat ki wajah se itna napak ho jata hai ki us napaki ka asar uske jism mein padta hai, samjhe, uske internally it's a filth or najasat, or it's got such habits. Allah, you know, Tafsir Mufassir mentioned it, the pig or swine, it has such habits that it affects the body, and the body and the skin is affected. That's why it becomes najasul ayn. That even if you touch it, it becomes napak. That's why najasul lahm al khinzir. And this is obviously the Quraysh, they used to consume lahm al khinzir. وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And whatever is sacrificed, and لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, on the name other than Allah. Jisko aap Allah ke naam ke alawa zuba kare, wo bhi haram hai. Janwar halal hoga, lekin kisi peer ke naam par, buton ke naam par, Quraysh buton ke naam par, Lat, Uzza, Manat ke naam par wo zubah karte the, wo sab haram hai. If you do zubah on the name of a peer or a sheikh, anyone other than Allah, in the Quraysh they used to sacrifice or make a sacrifice in the name of Lat, Manat, the Uzza, the idols, it's all haram. So these things Allah mentioned are haram. فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Now these haram things, at the beginning, that's why I give the introduction, haram things remain haram and they can never become halal. But only at the time when a person is in such a situation, فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ, جو مجبور ہو گیا, کسی کی اضطرار کی حالت, مجبوری حالت ہے, غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ, دو شرط کے ساتھ, کہ وہ بغاوت کرنے والا نہ ہو اور حد سے تجاوز کرنے والا نہ ہو, تو پھر یہ کھانا کھا سکتے ہیں. خنزیر ہو, آپ یا تو حرام کی چیز, چاہے کہ الکحول, آپ کو بہت پیاس لگی اور آپ کے پاس شراب ہی سامنے ہے, تو شراب لے سکتے ہیں, خنزیر کا گوشت کھا سکتے ہیں, لیکن نہ مزے سے کھانا جائز نہیں ہے کہ آدمی نے سوچا کہ چلو کھانے کی اجازت ہے میں بہت زیادہ کھا لوں. مزے سے نہ کھا سکتے ہیں, اور جتنی ضرورت ہے اتنا ہی کھانا جائز ہے. اسی لیے غیر باغن ولا عادن کی شرط ہے. غیر باغن یعنی وہ بغاوت کرنے والا نہ ہو, یعنی کھانے کا شوق نہ رکھتا ہو. آدمی کے اندر شوق ہے کہ مجھے کھانے کا موقع مل گیا میں کھا لوں گا, یہ بھی پھر گناہ ہوگا. اور نہ حد سے تجاوز کرتا ہو, یعنی جتنی ضرورت اپنی جان کے بچانے کے لیے جتنی ضرورت تھی اتنا ہی کھانا جائز ہے. آپ کو ایک دو تین لقمے سے آپ کا کھانا میں آپ کی جان بچ سکتی ہے, آپ نے پوری پلیٹ کھا لی تو یہ حرام ہوگا, گناہ ہوگا. سو دے ٹو کنڈیشنز یو آر الاؤڈ ٹو ہیو حرام. دس از دا تھنگ یو ہیو ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ. Are you allowed to have haram in a situation where you fear your life? That's what ihtirar means. You have no food except the food in front of you, which is haram. See, this is when only, you have to understand very carefully, when people think, oh, that's haram. I'm in a situation, I can do haram. I'm in a situation, I can do haram. Are we in that situation? When has Sharia given ijazat to do haram? Yeah, you see, if it's mere baaki cheezon mein bhi, aadmi ke mere paas ghar nahi hai, to chalo, main sood ka, main majboor hoon. So sood ka kya, hum majboor, itne majboor ho gaye hain ke hum sood, hum rent par bhi ja sakte hain. आप रेंट पर भी रह सकते हैं, सूद लेने की क्यों जरूरत है, लेकिन मजबूर है, घर की जरूरत है. लेकिन घर किसने कहा कि 3-4 लाख के घर, आप 50 लाख का भी, हमने अपनी जरूरत को इतनी ज्यादा कर दी है, हमने अपनी जरूरतों को बहुत इतनी बढ़ा दी कि हमें घर चाहिए. 3-4 लाख का घर हो तो जाहिर है कि आदमी को उसके लिए मजबूरन उसको तो मॉर्गेज लेना ही पड़ेगा, सूद के यानी लोन लेना ही पड़ेगा, उसके बगैर आदमी खरीद ही नहीं सकता. तो ये क्या हम हराम को हलाल मजबूरी के दर्जे में कर रहे हैं या हम हमारे नफ्स के हमारे नफ्स के लिए करते हैं? ऐसे यहाँ जो हराम को, ये बहुत समझने की बहुत ज़रूरत है, हराम को हलाल लेने की सिर्फ ज़रूरत इज्तिरार की हालत, जब गुनाह ना हो और अपनी ख्वाहिश के मुताबिक ना हो, तभी हराम को हलाल कर सकते हैं. तो आदमी जब बास चीज़ें, मैंने कहा ना कि हराम में हराम, जैसे कि कोई बीमार है, बीमार को वो ड्रग्स वगैरह देते हैं कैंसर के मरीज को, अभी मजबूर है, अभी मजबूर है तो करना ही पड़ेगा. लेकिन जो सूद का मसला है, बाज़ मरतबा हम कहते हैं कि मुझे घर चाहिए, पहला घर चाहिए, घर ही नहीं है, ज़रूरत है, घर ही नहीं है, ज़रूरत, हम रेंट पर भी जा सकते हैं, तो हम हराम के बजाय ये करें, हराम के बजाय दूसरे रास्ते, अगर बिल्कुल सब रास्ते बंद हो गए हो और हमने बहुत कोशिश की हो, फिर हम आप मसला पूछे कि मेरी हालत ये है कि मेरे पास कहीं रहने की जगह नहीं है, रेंट भी नहीं है, और यही एक सूरत है जिसमें मुझे यू नो छत या मुझे घर मिलेगा, तो फिर गुंजाइश हो सकती है. मैंने कहा भाई हो सकती है, उसमें निकल सकती है. लेकिन हम अपनी हम मसला ही ऐसा कभी पेश करते हैं जिससे फिर हम हराम को लेने के लिए हमें खुद वो हराम का फतवा चाहिए. ये खाने में भी जिसमें this very important masla, when we want something haram, it is only halal in the time of, you know, majburi, ihtirar means time of need. Haram food we can only consume when a person is fearing his death. His death, as in there is no other food, there is no alternative, then Sharia says that food becomes halal. It doesn't become halal, it's jais for you to eat. But there's two conditions. Number one, غَيْرَ بَاغِن بَغَوَد. You are not committing any crime or sin. What does it mean by committing a crime? You only eat for your safeguarding your life, not because you desire it. You shouldn't desire it. When that thing you're eating which is haram, A, you shouldn't desire it, and B, وَلَا عَادٍ. Don't transgress. He should not be transgressing. How can a person be transgressing? You eat more than what you are in, what you are needed. You are, you know, to save your life. Say there's alcohol, you need water, and alcohol is the only drink that you can have at that moment to save your life. So you can, by having one or two sips, you can even survive. But what this person does, he has half of the bottle. So this is now you are going transgressing. You are having more than what you need. This is haram. This is then only if you have these two conditions. So غَيْرَ بَاغٍ, you are not desiring it. A, well, haram. Number two, you are not having over-limiting yourself in the extreme or going off beyond the limit. Then فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, then there is no sin upon him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ. And Allah Ta'ala is Rahim. The qualities Allah brings at the end of the ayat, Allah is the most forgiving. You know, He, Allah knows the situation. Allah knows that you are in need. Allah knows what kind of need you were in. Allah knows how much you needed. Allah knows that you did consume the amount. There's a limit and you consumed only that amount. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will forgive you. And Rahim, He is most merciful on His people and His makhluk and the creation. Allah is not, na'uzu billah, zalim. Allah knows, He's Rahim, He's the most merciful. He knows the insan, the human's needs. Allah created the humans. Allah understands the humans' needs. And the needs, Allah knows which one the need. Is it consuming for the desire? Or are you having the haram over more than what you desire or more that you need? Then this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allah is forgiving when you are in that situation. So you have to understand this is a haram. Allah has made haram, halal, Allah has made halal. We cannot do haram to halal because of our desires. This rule or the principle can be applied, like I mentioned in Urdu, in the other places. You know, someone says, we need a house, you know, we have to take, you know, we have to go on interest and get a loan and get a mortgage. But then, what might, you know, we sometimes, we think, oh, we need a mortgage, we need a house. So when we're going into that, Allah Ta'ala says, haram al-riba. Riba, interest is haram. So we are going to deal with interest. You know, it says 10 people when they're doing interest, 10 people, person writing it, the person talking, the person, you know, witnessing, all these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed. So they said, oh, we need a house, we can't do without it. So then said, okay, then are you in a situation where there's no alternative? When does haram become halal? When there is no other alternative. Are you in a situation where there is no other alternative? Because, yeah, you know, we can't. Can we not go on rent? Another thing is we sometimes look for a house which is £300,000, too, because we need a driveway, we need a garden, a big house. And only because of that, obviously, we need to take a loan because we can't afford it. You know, again, when the Sharia says that we have to have a house on that level where we have to take loans and interest, why can't we have a 50, 60, 70, 80,000 pound house where we can save up, we can collect and we can pay back? But no, we want to pay back. We want it easy and we want a house which we desire. This is now, we are going on to the line where we're making haram into halal according to because of our desire, not really a need. Now Allah knows everything. Allah knows, inna Allah alimun bi dhati sudur. Allah knows everyone's situation, everyone's hearts. Allah knows who we are. We are fooling no one except for ourselves. When we are in need, when we are in not need, what is a majburi, what is not majburi, Allah knows. That's why Allah Ta'ala alim, Allah is ghafoor, Allah is rahim. He understands the situation. We fool no one except for Allah. When we want, you know, we really need it, but the question really, the deep inside the heart, do we really need it? Person is, you know, in dire need, he needs haram, he needs to have haram. Allah says, you can have it. Have as much you can, but how much you need to have, Allah knows. So these are the things that we need to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of Quran, Hadith, halal and haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon the halal, to consume haram, keep us away from haram, to understand halal as halal and haram as haram. That's very important. To understand halal as halal and haram as haram, because this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, that people will make halal into haram and haram into halal. May Allah protect all of us. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayki. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun.